Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen and Steve Robertson have become involved in a strange series of circumstances during their stop in Canton in the International Airway. Patricia Duncombe, an American girl, met a young countryman in the southern metropolis who claimed to be a naval officer on leave. He tells her a fantastic story of some jewels which belonged to his mother and asks Patricia to carry them with her to Shanghai, giving as an excuse the fact that Chinese bandits will rob him if he leaves the city with the jewels in his possession. A detective gets on the trail of Patricia and arrests her with the precious stone. The boys suspect that the thief will attempt to board a National Airways transport bound for Shanghai. But in checking with Fred Rennick, the pilot, discover that only three Chinese passengers have made reservations, none of whom understand English. Just before the transport leaves, Jimmy, in a voice that can be overheard by the passengers, suggests to Fred that he wear a parachute, as the ship may fall to pieces in the air. Hardly are the words out of the young pilot's mouth before the cabin door is flung open and one of the Chinese passengers gets out of the ship. Now let's see what happens.
This is our man, all right.
No, no.
Why'd you get out of that ship? I thought you wanted to go to Shanghai.
No, understand.
Let's take him into our office and question him.
That's the idea. Come along with us, fella.
No.
Here, let me get a hold of him. I'll make him talk. Grab the other arm, Porter.
No. Stop.
You won't go along, eh? Well, we'll see about that.
Come on now, get going.
No, ouch. Stop. Father, sir, ow. Stop, you're breaking my arm.
Hey, listen to that.
Oh, you're killing me.
Pretty good English for a Chinaman, I'd say.
Stop it. Don't hurt me. I'll talk.
All right. Step in our office here. Get the door, Jim.
Bring him in.
Now, Mr. Smart Guy, we got you with the goods.
What do you want with me?
Look, grease paint on his face to make him look like an Oriental.
That's a clever disguise, at that.
What are you doing running around in these Chinese clothes?
That's none of your business.
Oh, it's none of my business, eh? Well, I'll show you.
Wait a minute, stop it now. Don't touch me.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll go and get Miss Duncombe. You wipe that grease paint off his face, Porter.
Okay.
Here, fella. Take this rag and wipe that paint off your face.
Well, Jimmy, your trick worked. The minute he heard you telling that pilot that the plane might fall to pieces, he comes out of that cabin like a shot out of a gun.
Now, what's the meaning of all this? You can't hold me. I demand to be released.
That's a joke.
I'm a naval officer. You can't keep me here.
So you're a naval officer, eh? Well, what are you doing disguised as a Chinese, then?
I'm on secret service.
Now, cut out that line, young fellow. We know who you are, and that business of being a naval officer won't get you anywhere.
I am a naval officer. I'm attached to the cruiser Louisville, and I'm on leave from Manila.
Oh, you left your ship in Manila, eh?
Yes, and what's more, I'll have
to lie, fella. The cruiser Louisville isn't attached to the Asiatic fleet.
Come in, Fisher. Is he the man?
Why, yes. Yes, of course he is. But I hardly recognize him in those Chinese clothes. How do you do, Lieutenant Langworthy?
Why, you.
Is this the fellow that gave you the jewels, Miss Duncombe?
Yes, he's the man.
I never saw her before.
Oh, and I suppose you never saw these jewels before.
She took the jewels. She did it. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Why, you yellow rat. You don't even have enough nerve to take the blame.
Get out of my way. I'll make this yellow pup talk. Why, when I get through with him, he won't be able to do it.
Oh, stop it. Out, please. Don't hurt me. I'll talk. I'll tell everything. I took the tools. I did it.
Well, that's more like it.
I never should have done it. Please help me. I'll tell everything.
Hey, this idea won't work at all.
Hello, Butler. What's the trouble?
I say there's a million wild-eyed Chinese out on that team. They're going to have these ships torn to pieces. If we don't get off the ground, the soldiers will lose control of the crowd.
Great Scott. Is it that bad?
Yep. We've got to clear the field and take off. Even General Quang thinks it's the only way to have the ships from being picked to pieces.
Great Gardner. We can't have that. Look here, Porter. You have a clear-cut case against this tunnel. He admits he took the jewels. Jimmy and I have got to get out to our ship before it's too late.
Go ahead, Dulles. I'll handle this guy. And say, boys, you did a great job. I sure want to thank you.
Okay, Porter. Come on, Steve. Come on, Patricia. You better go with us.
Oh, I'd love to.
Now, listen, Dulles. Get out to your ship. And the instant the field is clear, I'll drop the starting flag and you streak it right for Nanjing. This was a big mistake to delay the race and allow these crowds out on that field.
Boy, that is a crowd. Look at those people.
Why, they just went crazy when it was announced that the field would be thrown open and they could inspect the plane.
Yeah. And I guess our plans worked too well, Jim.
It looks like it. Now, come on, Patricia. Get close to us or you'll get lost in the jam.
I'll hang on to you like grim death.
All right, fellas. I'll leave you here. And watch for my starting signal.
Okay, Butler. We'll be ready.
Well, this is better. The soldiers are clearing a spot around the ship.
And they're getting that runway clear off to the south.
I've never seen such crowds in my life.
Oh, boy. I never thought we'd get through that jam. Thank goodness I've got them back from the ship.
There's Flash waiting at us. He has the engines going. Well, I guess everything must be all right.
Yeah, and there's the Russian starting onto the line. Well, it worked out okay after all.
You'll never know how grateful I am for what you did.
Oh, forget it. But you sure were in a fix for a while, Ed.
Yes, sir. But that fellow won't steal any more jewels. Yes, let's climb in the ship and get away while they still have control of these people.
Okay.
Up you go.
There you are, Matt.
Right. Here now. Watch the door.
Okay, Steve. Everything all right, Flash?
Everything's okay now. But for a while, I thought them Chinese was going to take this crate apart and carry it home with them. I ain't never seen so many people in my life.
We're taking right off, Flash. They canceled the postponement on account of the huge crowd.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. But what about them jewels?
We caught the guy.
No. You don't tell me.
Oh, the boys were just wonderful.
Well, no, not me. Just how did you do it?
Oh, we'll tell you all about it later. Mick Duncan, we're right here in the cabin with you, Flash.
Oh, okay. It ain't very comfortable, but we'll get along.
It looks heavenly after what I've been through.
Close that cabin door. We're taxing out to the line.
Everything's set, kid. Give her the gun.
Okay, Flash.
Get it
to the work. Well, we have a 9-minute lead on the Russian, Jim. That means a good chance to win this race.
We can't beat him in the Nanking, I don't think. But he'll never make up 9 minutes on us.
Right you are. The way I figure it, he'll only beat us in there by about 4 minutes.
And that still leaves us about a 5-minute margin to cover that short hop into Shanghai. Oh, geez, Steve. What's finally breaking for us?
Yeah, let's hope so. Hold it now. This is far enough. Now watch your takeoff. We're pretty close to the rock.
I'll watch it. Hey, those troops got the crowd back nicely on this part of the field.
Yeah. Everything looks okay. And there's Buckler.
Watch it. Flag's up.
Steady now. There it goes.
Come on, you golden dragon.
Nice getaway. You jumped right ahead of the rock.
I'm not worried about him. Where's the Russian?
There he goes.
Great.
God, he's off the ground already. Hey, that thing gets away like Greek lightning.
Well, let him go. He'll have to show more speed than he ever has before to lick us right now.
All right, kid. Swing around on your course. Climb up to 8,000. Then we'll bust our wide open.
Right you are. We're off to Nanking, and we've got that Russian right where we want him.
Well, that checks, Jim. We're right on the course. In another hour, we should be able to pick up the field at Nanking.
And these monsoons are purring beautifully. Boy, we're making time, too. Look at that airspeed showing 345.
Well, I doubt if Iron beats us by 4 minutes at this rate. We're showing more speed right now than we ever did.
These engines are getting a nice run in. Oh, gee, it's great to know that everything's sitting pretty.
I'll call Nanking on the radio in a few minutes and check the weather again.
That last report they gave us couldn't be improved upon. Ceiling and visibility unlimited.
And a nice tailwind at 8,000 feet. What more could any pilot want?
Isn't that the truth? You know, I've just been thinking how lucky... Hey, do you hear something? Listen.
George, what is that anyway?
Right behind us.
Sounds like it's coming from the cabin.
That's right. Here, you stand by the controls. I'll see what's going on.
Okay. Sounded like someone was pounding on the door between our cockpit and the cabin.
Yeah, I'll find out. What flash? We probably heard the... Great gun flash. Flash, what's the matter with you?
Look, the girl.
Patricia. Quick, what's wrong with her, Flash? Has she fainted?
Something's wrong. I don't feel well. I'm sick.
Here, give me a hand. She's fainted.
I don't know. It's something... I just...
Great Scott, Flash. What in the world has happened back here? Are you going crazy? What's the matter, Flash? You're as pale as death.
The girl. Me. Oh.
Great Scott, he's fainted. He's fainted and the girl's out. What in the name of heaven has happened back here? Flash, wake up. What's the matter? Flash, can you hear me?
What was it, Steve?
Flash and the girl, now. Why, this is the craziest thing I ever saw. They act like they're poisoned.
What's the matter?
Something, elephant. What happened to me? What's wrong with Patricia and Flash? They're both lying on the floor.
There's something strange here, Jim. When I came out, Patricia was on the floor in a faint. And then Flash keeled over.
Great heavens. Am I going crazy? What's wrong with you, Steve? Steve, look at me. Faber, for heaven's sake, what's wrong?
Do something to me. It's in the air.
Steve, look at me. What's wrong with you?
But I don't know, but I think I'll be all right in a minute or two. Just watch him in.
Hey, God. He's gone. Here, old fella. Wake up. Tell me what's wrong. Speak to me. They've all gone. Patricia? Flash? Now, speed. I can't see. Turn on the light. Where are you, Steve? Steve. What? Ship.
What sinister catastrophe has overtaken the huge racing airliner? The great ship roaring through the sky with the crew helplessly stricken, perhaps with a strange oriental malady. What will happen in Jimmy Allen's next air adventure?
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.